get fucked up by these mosquitoes.
Oh, dude, I have many bites all over me. Big fat bites.
I got one here on my cheek, one here on my head, one here on my cheek. The rest, well, those are on my body.
What in the hell are mosquitoes doing in New York City, man?
Yeah,
what are they doing here? This is where they. This is. What are they doing here? I guess. I wonder how different it really is.
What was New York City like in 1322?
Dude, it was it was all planes, and it was run by a different crew. I'll just put it that way. Yeah, yeah. Well,
you did a remote viewing.
Project to Manhattan 1322 about every morning.
You do the most useless remote viewings.
Yeah. What was that? What was New Amsterdam? It used to be called, really, back in the day. You realize that, right? And that was
yes.
That was a white people's name. I forget what the native people's name for that was called.
New Amsterdam.
Before the native peoples were there, what? There probably was there was no name.
Wow.
Yeah, if we want to start thinking about it like that.
Maybe there was. Maybe that's when the mosquitoes were still on top, and they just, you know.
But you don't think animals?
Out? Oh, animals.
You don't think animals have like names for certain areas in their head? You know what I'm saying? They're like, I'm going back to the den. There's probably something in their head that gives it sort of like a version of a name.
I bet
right?
It's just faster than thinking. You know, like instincts are faster than thoughts. Like when you're fucking snowboarding down a mountain, right, as we do, you're not thinking, okay, I'm going to go left. I would imagine. I don't snowboard, but.
Number one instinct while snowboarding, hit the brakes. Just and instead of being dangerous and going fast and doing S-curves, just hit the brakes, slide on
all the way down the mountain.
You can get down any run that way. No problem. Double black diamond. Yeah, I could do it. Break all the way down.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Eric, have you ever been like drunk as fuck snowboarding?
Yeah, in high school. Too nervous to talk to the people that I went with. We have to go, bro. I'm not even kidding. Snowy Lodge style vacation, please.
Oh, wait, are you allowed to drink in the Olympics? Or do they do a sobriety test? I know they do drug
tests.
For
the audience?
No. Like Usain Bolt, et cetera.
Why would they breathalyze the audience? Like they
because
want them
they
to
want,
be
they
so
have a certain
locked
caliber
in.
That they want the audience to live up to, certain standards. This is the Olympics, not some drunken football game.
Which those are this fake, is, by the is, way.
Yeah, right. This is for classy audiences.
Yeah, do they have the do they hook up like in the Summer Olympics with the Olympic Village?
Course.
The snowy Olympic
The snowy Olympics.
The snowy Olympics.
Bro, there's the sunny Olympics and then the snowy Olympics.
And you have the gall to ask if mosquitoes have a name for a creek. Come on, man.
Bro, let's go to the snowy Olympics.
Wouldn't that be... Dude, that sounds so much more fun than the Winter Olympics. The snowy
Olympics.
Of course
it does.
The cozy snowy Olympics. Let us get in the fucking Olympics marketing committee, please.
God.
The raining Olympics?
Oh, yeah. You might want to go to Seattle, Washington for that one. Just put it that way. From my personal experience from growing up there. Yeah.
Guess that means it rains a lot. Yeah.
How to slide into a DM.
Oh.
The DM slide guide. Ned
the
Bigby's
DM slide guide.
Slide guide survival guide. Mm-hmm.
Ned Bigby. No. What was no, that's not his name. Ned
Max Keeble.
Flanders?
Max Keeble's big ass fucking move.
Max Keeble's big bleep.
Max Keeble's sexy as fuck move.
His move was a backflip. Now that I think about it, the end of the spoiler alert does a backflip.
Nate, did you say who's Max Keeble?
Yeah.
Is it not Max Keebler? It's Keeble.
Keebler's is the elves.
Right, but I thought there was a connection.
Maybe they look similar. However,
name one Keebler elf cookie, I dare you.
Fudge.
Yeah.
The fudgy what?
EL fudge.
EL fudge?
Yep. That's the best one.
Let me check this fucking. I haven't seen those elves in a minute.
Don't tell me you haven't had an EL fudge cookie before, bro.
What's EL?
My mouth is watering.
God.
My mouth is beginning to water. I'm looking at the EL fudges. Oh, yeah.
The chocolate that they put in that in those fucking cookies, man. Nobody got it like that.
Describing a cookie on like a newt.
Dude. Damn.
Being at like a Girl Scout stand, doing like a local news report, we can get one of those things.
I don't want to freak you guys out, but there is a double stuffed EL fudge variety.
Yeah. Oh,
double
you stuffed. Don't have to tell me that. You don't got.
And I don't want to make you guys feel nostalgic, but maybe people would remember the EL fudge Butterfinger blasted variety.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I recall.
EL fudge. What I just had was Taco Bell.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
What'd you get? Crunchwrap.
Crunchwrap Supreme. The bean version.
Oh, wow.
A quesadilla. And a Doritos Locos taco.
Did you bring it back to the hotel and pop some TV on?
Oh.
Nope. Ate it in the Taco Bell, bro.
Alone or with friends?
Alone. But it's not sad.
Were you looking at the phone or were you focused on the food?
You know what? I was honestly just like focused. I'll tell you what. I had the worst pot. I was like just really focusing on how bad my posture was. And there's nothing like eating Taco Bell with like hunched over and you're just like, and you're kind of like regretting it as you're eating it. But it's so good. It's so fucking delicious.
It is so good, bro.
Posture correction.
I have to say Taco Bell, I think, is the only fast food restaurant that's really understanding its demographic, which is Generation Z. And millennials as well, yes. They're marketing them the stuff that they want to eat. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
So just shout out to them.
What are they doing? I'm not familiar, I don't think, with
the marketing. I just feel like they're making food that people that are younger want to eat for real.
Oh, you mean just food-wise?
Yeah, food-wise.
Like there's more of a youthful celebration versus
exactly.
McDonald's is a little more like, you know what, I got to pick the kid up, but while I got them in the back, this is my chance.
Yep. Yep. Exactly, right. Man.
Fourth meal. I like Ooh, that.
Shit. Dung. Remember that sound?
Yeah,
most certainly.
Yeah, I remember that one too. Okay.
All right.
So you're sliding into the DMs.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Interesting.
You got one shot. Basically, in a DM, you have one shot to grab a celebrity's attention or a person's attention. And if you miss that shot, good luck. You've just been blocked.
You know what's the most humiliating DM I ever sent? Probably. Maybe what? I've said this here. It was during the height of COVID. I had COVID-19 pre-vax. I was missing the motherfucking holidays. 2020, Christmas time, alone, sick. Like 12 days into playing Halo. No movies, no TV. Then I'm watching YouTube. And I'm watching this skateboarder guy, Dan Corrigan. Bleep! I don't even want to say this fucker's name, but I sent him, he had COVID too. And I sent him a message that was just like, hey man, we both have COVID right now and we're a similar age And I just, your videos are so meaningful to me right now. I appreciate it. And he wasn't like fucking, you know, he didn't really have a following back then.
So he responded?
No.
Oh.
And then I felt like, oh man. Now I feel, you know, when you open up to somebody?
Yeah, I do.
And then what they do is they close your, their, they close the doors on you.
Yeah, I really know how that feels.
I once DM'd, my mom gives me, I would say, she's listening to this right now, so I don't want to say it's bad advice, but
right now,
kind of, what do you mean? What'd you say, Jay?
What do you mean right now? She couldn't be listening right now.
Well, I'm saying when this drops, bro, she listens to every Joy Tactics episode. She's a tactician official.
Okay, same.
But she kind of gives me uninformed advice for my career. And one of her pieces of advice, she said, was, why don't you message Norman Lear? Do you know Norman
Lear? He's gone, by the way. He's gone.
He's dead.
A playwright?
But,
TV daddy of sitcoms.
Oh.
He's one of the most legendary TV show
I'm thinking of King
runners of all time. I think All in the Family might have been his big one, right?
How did your mom think that?
She's also said, like, go to, like, Conan O'Brien's house and just, like, you know, knock on his door and, like, drop off, like, some jokes, you know, written on, like, some note cards. Like, that sort of, like. So I DM'd Norman Lear just because I was like, you know, I'll just appease my mom.
Right.
And, you know, that guy was, like, I think at the time probably, like, 97 years old. And there's no way that he would have ever even, you know, he doesn't even know what Instagram is.
Right.
Probably.
Right.
And if he did, he would have read that message because I have a blue check mark. All right. So he would have definitely.
Oh, shit.
But Nate,
looking at my message,
you kind of emailed, DM'd a famous person who got back to you and gave you some advice.
Who's that?
Colin Jost.
Email. Oh, that was a Facebook message.
Oh yeah, yeah.
When I was a freshman in college,
he gave you some solid advice.
Damn.
My dad was like, "You need a mentor," because this was like right when I started. He was like, "This is right when I start when I was like really into doing comedy." He's like, "You need a fucking mentor. All right, it's like non-negotiable. Find a mentor. All right." And I was like, "All right, I'll just like." Message I think he was just a writer at the time, and I messaged him, and he actually wrote back to me.
That's amazing. Wrote back to me. What was his advice?
His advice was actually very good for somebody that's like just starting out, and it's very simple. It was just like, go, you know, find the people that are also doing comedy, and you know, like find your crew. And he was like, some of our best people on the show started out just like you. Keep going. Da, da, da.
Did you say, hey, man, what's that mean?
No,
just
I
like
just
me.
I didn't question it. I didn't question it. But it was pretty good advice, I would say.
But so, dude, yeah, congratulations. And here comes the worldwide takeover. Nate, I know you're in a hotel for a reason, and I can just say that it's entertainment related. So yeah, just put this out there. Here we are, world. Just put it that way. Yeah, we said this would be happening.
The Joy Tactics stock is rising
so very
fucking
slowly.
Yep. and you doubted us.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think by the time we're 42.
Yeah.
Which is going to be exceedingly younger at that time.
Because of the medical advancements.
Because of the medical advancements that they will have made in Trump's fourth term. Mm-hmm. We will be getting.
That'll be like, you know, the like we're turning 21.
That'll be like we're holding the fucking Crimson Talisman in Elden Ring in our real life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just to put it simply.
Have you guys ever got a DM that scared you?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah. A couple.
What have you gotten?
I believe I remember when I was doing the Mr. Simp stuff, I think I got a couple of death threats, if I remember correctly.
What did it, how? What was
what
the
were they threatening you for?
I don't
for being too sexual.
And sex and life.
I think it was just like people who thought it was real, and they're just like probably like just so like it felt like a closeted like man in like Yemen who's just like, God damn it, this is so fucking hot. Like I'm gonna kill you. You know? That was the energy behind
God damn it. So I'm gonna kill you. Jeez.
That's the ultimate fucking respect, man.
Because I know that you're a pacifist, and I know that you often respond to those messages and try to cool them down. Like, hey, man, listen, we don't got to take it that far. Please don't kill me.
I would do want to invite you to the States.
I do want to invite you to Union Hall, you the Union Hall show I'm going to be on.
You got to promise not to be violent, man.
In April? Yeah, and if you even begin to be violent,
trust me.
Oh, Jack, we had a heckler at our show.
No.
Did we tell you that, man?
No,
we tell you that.
Oh God!
And they had to be kicked out.
Are you guys okay,
bro? Yeah, we made it, man, but just barely. Just fucking by the skin of our teeth.
I would say it was not very graceful because it was like the first second we got up.
Oh,
it was like
this guy in the front row was like just shouting, and I thought he was like a normal person kind of like doing a bit, and then it became very clear that like he was just I don't know, drunk or so, I don't know, but he was very very
something was up. Yeah,
extremely disruptive, and we don't like to do this. We don't like to kick people out. We don't
to
do this.
We know
this is a mess.
Jack, have you had to kick anybody out of your shows recently?
No way. I feel honestly the most times I've been heckled in person has been from like people that like I know or like my family knows.
It's like a personal, a family friend.
I've like mostly been heckled, yeah, by like my dad or his friends.
I've had that before where like a buddy from high school came and they were just so fucking disruptive during
God that. Dude, we're not built, we are so soft, we're not built for that shit. We can't. I could never
speak for yourself, man.
Well,
the conflict at this point.
Yeah, no, you're brave.
Yes,
and badass. Thank but you. I feel I've you guys remember the story from when I was opening for Meg Stalter in Philadelphia.
Yes. I forgot about that.
This was, yeah. Do you know this, Nate?
Yeah, of course. This is
okay.
This is,
well, I'll tell
story.
The listeners and Julio. So here's what happens. I'm opening for Meg Stalter in Philadelphia. I'm doing like 15 minutes up top. First night, it went great. I was like feeling great. And this is the second night, so I'm having some confidence too. But for some reason, the second night, I go out there and I'm like starting to dissociate, where my like soul leaves my body a little bit, and I start doing my shit, and I'm like so detached, and it's like going okay, but then like 10 minutes in, there's a woman that screams, like, "Bring out Meg Stalter," and I was trying to figure out how I could address it because she had been heckling kind of throughout. But I was able to bring it down a little bit. And then at the end, she said, "Bring up Meg Stalter." And so in my mind, the funniest thing I thought I could do is like pretend to have my feelings really hurt. And so I went like, took a beat. And then I was like, "Just so you know, like that really hurts my feelings." And then I did the worst thing for Meg I could possibly do. And I said, I let's give you what you want, man. Let's bring out Max Dalter. Meg, like, come on out here. And I ended like 5 minutes early, and the tone in the room was so bad. I fucked it. So I should have handled it, but I just didn't know what to do. And speaking of DMs, that night I got the most like pathetic DMs I've ever, because I think people didn't know A, that I was doing a character for some of that stuff, and B, they're just trying to be nice. And I got like five DMs that were like, keep it up, man. Don't let her get to you. Like, like you, you know, keep trying, man. Keep your head in the game.
Oh my God.
It's like, that was one of the lowest I've felt. I was,
that feels so much worse than hate, is somebody telling you to keep trying.
It's awful. And also during Meg's show, I could hear the woman being like violently, not violently, but loudly kicked out.
Didn't you all get COVID too?
Yes. Yeah. Got COVID. But that's my.
Damn.
Hey, have you had a horrifying.
Had a what?
Have you been heckled to death?
Oh, I've been heckled a bunch. Dude, I'm usually like take care of it, like in an aggressive way.
I'd like, be scared to heckle you.
Yeah. Like, I will. Like, there's a couple shows where I remember one in particular. I like ruined this guy's like life. Like, like made the whole show. Like this. I made him regret doing it. So, like, he probably just like for like a couple of weeks, I probably just like shattered this guy's like reality. He was just like a drunk guy.
It's like a 6-person show.
And I just, it was an improv show. And I just like, stopped the show, and I was just like got in this guy's fucking face, and I was like just ruined this guy's
an
night.
Improv
it was,
show
it
was
all, the audience was like, you know, on my side, and everyone like loved that I was picking on him, because everyone was like, you know, shut the fuck up. But you don't want to heckle me.
You don't even want to be in the warning. First three rows at one of your shows.
Yeah, right.
I feel like there's like a Blue Man Group type of thing.
Yeah. Nate, did you ever have to cut anybody down to size at Second City? Night after cut night? Slice anybody up with your words?
Wise, I've probably said this before, but there's a woman who like... we were like talking about Trump, and she like punched another woman in the crowd and like
bit
this girl's in the face, and was like, what? she hit a Mike Tyson on some the chick next to her, and then
bit the ear
what yeah, during a bit, Second City show
and she was like screaming during
Uptown
Funk.
The blackout hits, Uptown Funk starts playing. Wow.
But that was like a thing where like they, I mean, there's like security at Second City, so they kind of just like
they sniped her ass out.
But the security guard that we had at the time, dude, he was like one of my favorite. He was like honestly one of the best coworkers I've ever had. This guy was fucking awesome.
It wasn't Craig.
No, it wasn't Craig. It was like just this random guy who was like, he probably hadn't faced this level of, you know, crowd interaction before, and his job was like, just he didn't have to do anything. Like maybe like I don't even remember a show where somebody was like too drunk that they had to like get kicked out. Like he was like just kind of coasting, and then this happened. And I think he like quit or something because it was
crazy. Too much.
I think so, but he
did
was
he
just
have
like
to like tackle her.
He had to. I think he was. I don't think he like did much. Like I think he tried to get her out, and he did. But yeah, it's like my memory's hazy of it, but I forget his name. He would like text me like once a year.
You gotta hit him up. We gotta get him on this shit.
Hit him up.
Yeah. Damn, I just thought this Bob Marley lighter was Yoda. Doesn't that kind of look like Yoda? Like,
dude, I immediately thought it was Yoda. The ear. Oh,
damn. Yeah, it does look like Yoda.
So, Jack, what DMs have scared you, man?
Say what scared me?
What DMs have scared you?
Oh, you know what?
I don't even want to give them. Scary way.
I'm all right. Well. I don't want to fucking give them any power by saying that this successfully scared the fucking shit out of me. But I'm not afraid to admit it. It scared the shit out of me. If you're listening, yeah, you fucking scared the shit out of me. And I don't know if it was a bit.
Did they dox you?
No. That is cool. But when we were coming back from London, did I show you guys this?
No.
It was like the last day we were in London, maybe for the last 48 hours we were out there. There was somebody commenting on every single one of my Instagram posts.
Of course.
With like a different GIF that said like, I'm going to kill you. You're dead. Like all this like random shit. Just like, I couldn't even tell if they thought my shit was funny or not. Or if they were just like doing a weird bit. Like I couldn't even quite grasp whether they were a fan or not. It was so confusing.
No, this person. Yeah.
It was just
it would be so pathetic to get killed at our fame level.
It would be,
you know what I'm saying?
Pathetic, bro. Who?
That's beef at that point. That's not assassination. Like, that's just beef. That's just two people getting into it.
Oh man. I got, by the way, I feel like I've gotten probably a thousand new followers from being on the show, you know, and I think I brought this up on here before.
Crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't feel normal. I'll just put it that way. It's like blowing my mind.
Where are you at right now? What's the official count,
dude? I can't even begin to comment on it, but it's getting close to a quarter of 100,000.
Oh God, that's TV. Oh.
But yeah, put it that way. So many of the new followers are very normal style. You know, I've said it before, but like Slytherin style nurses in their bios.
Totally.
And, but I'm also having family members start, like distant family members start following me. And I feel like people really don't know that my online personality is a, is a bit of a character, put it that way. They don't understand. So I'm having my family comment the most supportive shit on my Instagrams when that's I'm funny. Trying to be funny.
That, oh, did you see Taylor funny. Swift loves the paper?
Yes, man. Yeah, that was going around the actor group chat. That's a good sign. That's a good sign, man. Got to hit her ass up.
You have to DM Taylor Swift.
Taylor, what you doing?
In a audio
what
message.
You watching?
All right, what's your Taylor DM? You might as well do it right now.
Taylor DM, Ms. Swift, good evening.
Congratulations on the marriage.
Yeah, congratulations on
let
the marriage.
Let me know if that ends
guess
up
what?
Staying around or not.
Yeah. So you are watching the paper, right? And you probably like a character on there by the name of Travis. Well, guess what? Your husband's now your fiance's name is as well. Travis, right? If that interests you, I would love to have a longer
that
conversation.
Interests you. A longer conversation. Can you please fucking DM her this right now?
If that interests you that I have the same name as your fiance, I'd love to have a longer conversation.
Just to talk about the industry. Sincerely, Eric Rahill.
Hey, I'm really interested in the fact that your fictional character shares the same name with my husband.
I couldn't help but notice.
I would love to just get on the phone with you and just talk about that.
I'd love to do a collab post.
I have been getting messages from someone that is beginning to scare me. It scares me a little bit. It's just nonstop.
What's the nature of it?
The nature is like, I really like you.
Okay.
Wow.
Those are the ones you got to worry about because then it will shift
to hate from love to hate. Love. That's my least favorite shift. When someone loves the fuck out of you, then they hate you.
Yeah. The switch up.
Oh, hell no. I'd like it to be all love from everybody all the time.
Mm-hmm. In all directions.
In all directions. Nate, do you know this new rapper from Instagram?
Probably. Who is it?
He's got like a kind of a Snoop Dogg flow.
What's his name?
God, I'm looking it up. God.
Or her name.
Is it just Snoop now?
I can't tell.
Mr. Lion for a minute there.
Yeah, he's he's back to Snoop. Yeah.
Snoop.
That was just a brief blip in time. Yeah, we'll just wait for a year.
What's that? No, keep talking. I'm gonna find this guy. I'm gonna play this shit. So why don't you guys keep the conversation going?
Here, you know what? I'll tell you a scary this was a comments.
What was on it?
My Mr. Simp videos. But there was a person who was commenting on a lot of my videos, and they were saying things that only kids I hung out with when I was in the fifth and sixth grade would know about. And it was I whittled it down. It's like it could be these eight kids that were in my neighborhood. And I don't know which one it is. I have no idea. But they're like, "Hey man, remember when you played DDR in your house?" And I was
Oh my god.
And I was like, "What the fuck? Who is this?" And I was trying to do a deep dive, copy their whatever handle into Google, see if I could find out some sort of information. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I would do. And nothing. Fuck.
Why do people got to be scary like that?
I don't know. I don't understand the
impulse
to be scary.
Thinking about being scary online, I don't even know what to tell you, man. Get outside, go for a walk, mm-hmm. and then come back and see if you're still feeling scary. If you are,
if you still want to be scared
off that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Trust your instinct. But take a second. Okay. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
We can get fun of everybody.
Wait.
Motherfuckers couldn't nearly beat me. Know how I know? I can barely beat me. Pretty as I am, witty as I am.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some ethnicity, goddamn. Not everybody ready to mentally expand.
Wow. I don't know what I feel about that, but I can't stop watching it.
That air sounded good.
The air from his... Yeah, it did. Can't nary be me.
Oh, I got something to show you guys.
Please, man.
Is it the PJs?
I love the PJs. So, Nate, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Yes. You get home from work and you immediately put the PJs... Do you shower yourself down? Do you soak yourself up? Dry off?
I just did. I just got a soapy lathered up. You know I'm in the hotel, so it's unlimited body wash. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking pumping that thing.
Oh. So much body wash.
You know, because when you're at the crib, you gotta be careful. I gotta buy another, bottle of fucking Dr.
Extra
or whatever.
Yeah.
But with this shit, I'm got the Dove fucking slather that my entire body up. Lathered the fuck up. Shampoo, conditioner.
That's probably what makes me the most jealous of people who could grow body hair is I can't really get that good lather. If I had a bunch of chest hair and I could lather
dude, it's once you get a little bit of, there's nothing like having crazy amounts of body hair because it lathers it up itself. Like you don't even have to do anything. Like once you get hand to chest, it's on. It's fucking on.
Well, don't you guys? I feel like I've never played softball recreationally, but I'd love to be playing softball, have grass stains on my knees, be fucking ripped, get back to the locker rooms, steam coming out. Always lathering myself up. Going to the hamburger stand down the road, get in my Monte Carlo. You know what I'm saying? It's painting a picture of a life I wish I... Okay, go ahead.
I found the video. So this is, Sora 2.
Of course. I'm trying to stop it.
So this is popping up on my feed. The Michael Jackson ones
is that the one where he steals the chicken?
Yeah. Wait. I think
is
I
that
did
Sora?
See that one.
Is that Sora?
I'm pretty sure. But there
is that. No.
I'm just gonna play a bunch of these. They're cracking me up. This is Michael Jackson working at McDonald's.
You better not be promoting. Everybody, it's Mike. I'm at work. New job, McDonald's. Let me show you around. These are the fryers. Listen to them singing. Beautiful, huh? Golden magic. Over here, soda fountain. 32 flavors of happiness. I'll catch you.
Y'all ever open TikTok just to blink 5 hours later? It's like a time machine, but only going to stupid. You scroll so long, your thumb gets six-pack abs. Mine could moonwalk now, man.
Nice one, Mike.
Nice. Hey, Mike. It's me out here in the woods, and look who I ran into. This is the most beautiful creature. Right? Oh, my gosh. Okay, he's leaving. I'm all right. Woo.
Damn.
Everyone, it's Michael. We're live from the temple, sharing a little dinner in the forest. Got some ramen right here. Smells like it came from the stars. Mm, crispy, light side of the chicken. Beautiful. Stay with me. Peace, love, and balance.
It honestly makes me sad that he's dead. Because it's like, I would want to see this happen.
Yeah. How old would he be now? 65?
Damn.
No way to know.
He would look crazy, dude.
There's no way to know. Damn. I mean, what can you say about that? That's a, you know, you could say what you will about AI and how evil it is, and it really is evil, but that's a marvel that this has been created.
Of course.
That's insane. That's crazy. But we need to take out all the scientists who made it.
Is it okay that we're doing this?
All right.
Jack, you were saying?
What was I talking?
You were saying something. Yeah. You were saying something right as your mic unplugged.
Fuck.
And it reset the Zencaster.
Was it about Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Would it have been about what he looked like and what he's up to these days?
No, there was another thought.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
I can't remember.
It's okay.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Hmm.
I just put into ChatGPT. Oh, I remember what it was. Damn. Well, first and foremost, I did just plug into ChatGPT. What would Michael Jackson look like if he hadn't died? What would he look like now?
What did it show you?
It looks like respect to her, but it does look a bit similar to my late aunt.
Damn.
But this stuff, because don't they say like it's the super, not superhero AI, the super intelligent AI that's really the ChatGPTs? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go
make
ahead.
Make that
and
as crazy as you like. Go crazy.
Yeah,
go
these cheat are on toys the essay. to a future god.
But it's those evil bastards in the shadows who are racing towards super genius AI.
And by the way, it always is the people in the shadows, right? It's always the Nate. Did you see what Representative Tim Burchett said about the aliens being from the deep? He said on the record, he said they're in the water. They've been here for millions of years.
Oh, when they're following him down the street, and he's like, "They're the country guy.
They're in the water.
They're in the damn waters." Yeah, we know, dude.
Yeah, we know. Exactly.
Dumbass.
Exactly.
Yeah, we fucking know, dude. I'm sick of aliens, dude. I'm sick of shit.
Wow, I'm looking at an ancient Michael.
You know what I was watching was Ancient Aliens on the History Channel.
Ooh,
when's the last time you watched?
In a hotel.
A hotel. It was fucking awesome. It was basically just like, it felt like Joe Rogan had watched like this show like religiously.
And he did the nostalgic Latino face.
Yeah. Because all they were talking about was like Sumerians and like just everything that Joe talks about, where we're like, you know, they created us, et cetera.
I'm getting to the point where I just don't, it's just like, I don't care. I don't care.
About aliens?
About anything.
I do kind of. here's one. Don't say that, by the way. Here's one thing I would like to know about. This is a conspiracy rabbit hole.
Ask me.
But I'm just curious about this. Antarctica. I'm just.
What do you
want to
know about it? What about
it? I want to know without a shadow of a doubt, one, what's going on down there, okay? And two, is there some sort of crazy shit going on down there? That's all I want to know.
Well, why don't we go down there and find out for ourselves?
We would get fucking killed.
Sniped in a kayak in Antarctica.
We would definitely get fucking sniped.
We could go on a boat tour.
Yeah, we definitely could take a cruise.
My cousin lived on the, on the Antarctica.
Doing what? Scientific research?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can go there. You can go to the safe areas where they say, yeah, come on, check it out for the tourists. Mr. Beast can go there.
What if you sneak out in the dead of night? What if you
go past that, past the ice wall?
Don't bring,
dude. You don't know about the ice wall, do you?
Hey, if you're about to bring up the firmament, I want you to be very careful.
What's the firmament?
The ice wall is at the edge of the flat earth, is it not?
I don't think so. Not in my calculations.
My fault.
From my understanding that I barely know about this, there is an ice wall in Antarctica. And what's past that is what some have called a ancient, highly advanced technological civilization that has broken off from humanity. Maybe they are related to the Atlanteans. No one knows. But what we do, my fucking dude, I feel like I am, my feed on TikTok is like insane right now. If you can't tell.
I can tell. Here's the thing about the ice wall. There are walls that I can prove to you that exist that hide secrets that you couldn't imagine. One of them is the wall to the library. That's hiding secrets within the walls of the books. One of them is the walls of the Pentagon building. That is a wall that I could point to. And within the wall, I can't tell you what's honestly going on in there.
Right.
Look no further. That's what I want to tell these ice wallians. Look at my lips. And yet, if Mr. Beast comes to me and says, you want to go to the South Pole, I might have to fuck around. And how could you not go out in the dead of night and just see, get on one of those mopeds and see how far you could go? Because in the center, that's where they have at the actual South Pole, that's where they put all the different flags, right? It's like France, Argentina, yes. Iran by now.
Nate, do you know about this conspiracy theory? New Schwabenland conspiracy theory, which is a theory that claims that a secret Nazi military base was built in Antarctica after the German expedition of 1938 to 1939.
And I have read about that.
That high-ranking Nazi scientists and military units escaped there after the war.
Well, Alex Jones believes that the Nazis were taking high doses of psychedelic drugs and interfacing with aliens to receive technology
I believe it, man. I believe that one. With the fractal elves.
Well, like, what did they if that were true, like, don't you think they would have more than like a fucking tank or two? You know, what did they come in to that war with? You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't make sense.
That's the technology we know about, right?
Right, right.
What were they doing under the cover of night in the shadows? How did we get the Nazis hired for the
NASA after the war? Interesting project. Fucking red asparagus.
God. I mean, I do think we need to go. We need to go to we need to either go north to Longyearbyen and figure out what the fuck is going on up there and suss that out and uncover that mystery within 5 days. Or,
by the way, I have to say that I am, like, if you're listening to this, like, I just know I am embarrassed that I'm into this sort of stuff. Like, just know that. Like, I'm not, like, proud of liking a lot of conspiracies and pyramids and aliens sort of stuff. Like, I'm embarrassed of it, but I can't help it. Like, it's, you know, just what it so is fascinating.
Nate, listen, it's, think of it like this. That means you have a curious mind and you're wondering about the world in interesting ways. Mm-hmm. Right. I think it's a good quality to have.
Thank you, man. I needed that. Thank you, dude. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're fucking welcome.
So have you ever
I'm laughing at Jack. Just hopefully. It looks like you're in like we're in like an online lecture class and you're
I think I went into listening mode. Sorry about that.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
Drifted into listening mode.
Jesus.
Oh, I'd be sad. Yeah. If I talked to aliens in my sleep, I'd be sad if they said, yeah, you gotta just keep putting on for blonde hair, blue eyed people. Is that the big idea? They got so high that they met a bunch of Aryan people in their heads? Or that was just to go get the tech and then they came
back?
That's
just to get the tech. I bet they said,
my fault.
Yeah, we're just chilling. We're not evil, but we are.
I think they snuck on them.
Yeah, they might have been sneaky about their motives.
What's up, man?
Which is just what a Nazi would do, by the way, from what I know about them.
If I see a Nazi at the skate park, you're out.
Oh my God! Speaking about clubs and sort of organizations. Guess what? When I was in Palm Springs this weekend, it was the Mongol conference. The Mongols were there.
Mongolians?
No, that's what I thought. My Uber driver was telling me about them. No, this is a biker gang.
Oh fucking hell!
A thousand of them,
or peaceful?
A violent, literally a violent biker gang called the Mongols.
And the thousands of them were at
there
Palm
was
Springs,
a
what,
thousand
the pool?
I saw them in the casino. I was like, I clocked these guys from a million miles. They're massive. They have goatees, shaved heads, tats all over the head, looking sick.
If you're violent, like, why would you choose a motorcycle as your vehicle of choice?
You want it.
So you're fucking loud. You know what I'm saying? You're exposed.
Well, some people like
to be loud.
How are
you going to get
away? Brash about it. They have no fear. Is what I just learned about them.
Are you serious?
But they're at war. Listen. Guess what? They're at war and have been since the 70s with Hell's Angels.
No shit.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You want to mess with them. You saw what they did to Trendaragua, right?
To whom?
Don't pretend. That's right.
Trendaragua?
That's right. They tried taking over. Remember? When Trump got into office, he said that this gang was taking over.
And he sent in the Hell's Angels?
I just remember seeing TikToks of Hell's Angels people, or like the wives of Hell's Angels people being like, oh, you guys messed up now. Oh, you done pissed him off. He's driving down now, him and all his buddies, Hell's Angels buddies, they're driving now. Oh, yeah. You better get out of that apartment complex in Boulder, Colorado.
Damn. I mean, it's kind of, I can't figure out exactly what I think. By the way, if they ever listen to this podcast, respect to both sides. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love the idea of a biker gang and what they
pick a side,
for.
Man. Come on, man.
I'm Mongol then, man. I'm Mongol.
All right. Fair enough.
If I had to pick a side.
Is there a big aesthetic difference or are they both?
Dude, the Mongols
like
look sick.
SpongeBob kind of guys.
They wear black and white. They wear like Raiders gear.
Mongol biker gang.
Actually, I want to be careful because I think they might be a racist organization. I don't want to make fun of that.
Well, they're both got to be racist, though. Motorcycle gang.
Can't we live in a world where these damn biker gangs are not racist and they're letting people in from all races and creeds and gender identities? Please, please. That's a cry from me to them if they could hear me.
Okay, so the Mongols kind of look like Good Charlotte.
Yeah, but they're jacked.
The ones on Google Image are not super jacked.
the ones that we were driving home today, and it was like, just like, you know, that's how the motorcycle sound. And 10 silver Harleys going down.
Oh my gosh.
And there was a woman on the back of one that had a leather jacket on, and it said, Property of Bullet. And I think she had her arms around Bullet.
Wow.
And then we listened to a little documentary about them on the drive. And it turns out that's to say, hey, and the guy who was talking about it was saying, we're not trying to, you know, objectify women or make them into objects. This is just to let the other guys know in the gang, hey, protect this one. She's spoken for and don't flirt with her. So it actually is kind of like They're considering women in a nice way there, I would say.
Yo, next time you see somebody on a motorcycle, give them one of these.
What is that?
If you know, you know.
What is that?
Okay.
I think it means there's cops ahead or something.
Oh, you're letting them know. Wouldn't it be nice to have, bro, if I died unexpectedly and oops at the funeral, here come the Hell's Angels, here come a gang of the Mongols, and they both come to my funeral and they both get along and make a peace treaty at the funeral, and you guys go, man, I didn't know Eric had it like that.
Wow. That would be beautiful.
Remember that documentary I used to show people about? It's called The Boy Whose Skin Fell Off.
What was that?
And it's the boy named Johnny. It's this.
Oh, yeah. I think I do know that.
This guy with this condition where his skin falls off. And it literally starts with, it's British guy. And he's going, if you're listening to me, that means that I'm dead. My name's Johnny. And I have a condition where my skin fell off. And basically, this guy is trying to wind everybody up. Really funny little guy whose skin kept fucking falling off painfully. And there's a part where he goes, he's like going to get his casket designed. And the guys at the casket place are like, are you sure you want this? And he's like, that's right. And they're like burning in Heinz beans onto the side of the casket. And then they go, why do you want Heinz beans on the side of your casket? And he goes like, just because some of the people say, you know, be asking about Heinz beans. Why is there Heinz beans? And he's just being random. He's doing an epic random sauce moment for his last.
Wow.
You know,
he's very unserious.
Yeah. Just wanted to tell you guys about that.
Eric, I feel like you used to have or inhabit a very dark corner of the internet in your 20s that I don't see much of, you know, in your
recent TikTok years. You know, my short video addiction has washed this all away.
Because I will say I miss it. Because you would pull up the most fucked up videos that I've ever seen in my life. Like regularly.
Like what?
I want to say one, but it's so fucked up. I can't even like say it. Like it's really twisted. But you
Don't say that. That makes it sound so bad.
Yeah, everything I can think of would make it look
good. I'll say the site. I'll say the site, and then you'll kind of.
No. I know the site.
All right. Well, then I'll shut up. But I will say that is some of my most favorite memories is sitting down, putting on hooking up the HDMI to the fucking laptop. And putting on some fucked up video, like some kind of crazy porn, and all watching it together. What happened to that?
Man, I don't know. I grew up a little bit.
We need to get back to this, man. Like, this is, what are we doing?
That was, I mean, yeah.
Well, lest we forget the Rap World night.
What was that?
After the party scene, everybody drove back to the city and the three of us stayed at the party scene house.
Oh, yeah.
The case of Milwaukee's best.
I have not chugged beer like that in my whole life. Like, I don't think I've ever drank beer that fast or that much as we did that. I think we each had about 10 beers.
Well, that felt like a night where there was no like reason to have fun, and we wanted to force it so bad. So we just like
we got the Wawa sandwiches, hella chips, and a bunch of beer, and started being sexual with each other back at the house.
Pretty much,
we took
that was the sexual photo contest. Picture
photo competition. Yeah, yep, legendary. But it ended up being fun. Yeah. Well, this is a good lesson. You can right force away. The fun.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. You can push for it, and then it'll just become fun.
It's true. It's a mindset. It really is a mindset.
It's a mind virus.
Gosh, what was I going to say? Oh, remember, Jack, you were showing a video. There were some younger people there, just younger than us. It's you know mid to late 20s, and it felt like. They weren't laughing at the video that in the way that we were laughing at it, and it made us feel like, wow.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I do remember that. I remember feeling that way about Borat.
What's Borat? Oh, Borat. Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
I think we just have dark, twisted senses of humor.
Exactly.
Can't get much higher. That song reminds me of Second City pre-show playlist vibes. I must say.
Can we get much higher?
God, what was the holy fuck turn down for what?
Yeah.
I just remember knowing that we had the most weakest, most busted sketch as the coming out, and then we do the worst piece of 5-minute sketch anyone's ever seen to seven people.
Faux free.
Sometimes it was popping though, dude. Sometimes it was.
Oh, sometimes it was popping for sure.
I liked when it more when it was popping. Should we talk about the DMs thing again?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah. Yeah. We could definitely do that.
Actually, I kind of want to talk about scaring people again.
Okay.
Okay.
When was the last time have you guys ever really fucked with somebody and made them
good
pay?
Question. Yeah. Good question.
In person, on the internet, you ever
comment on something? Honestly, like,
I really haven't.
So maybe even that's a sign bully. Then.
Yeah, but it sounds
maybe
like
maybe that's
have.
A sign. No.
Well,
if you guys haven't, I have not. But I would do it. I would do it once just to see what it feels like. Should we comment on like?
Well, who can
another
we take
podcast?
Down? Yeah.
Should we go for...
Oh, we should do... You know how Twitch has like invasions? It's like you send
raids.
Yeah. We send a raid over to over 100 Joy Tacticians.
Everybody who's listening right now, go like whatever.
Yeah, go fucking raid. Who? It'd be funny to do it to a way bigger...
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. CNN. Literally, go to CNN's YouTube channel right now and just start letting
just
them
start
know.
Just start lighting it up. Yeah.
Just start.
Yeah, I think we could do that. Or, I mean, if we want to get political about it, Fox News, bro. I mean, because that would send a message.
Yeah, yeah.
The Joy Tacticians are what we need. A red bar is watching for Joy to for Joy Tactics. You know what I mean?
Red bar is watching.
Please,
do you guys know what red bar is watching?
That's
Somebody messaged me that once, and that's how I discovered who Red Bar was.
So do you guys want
to
think
about
to
say something?
No.
It really felt like you were like positioning to say like something like crazy.
I was thinking maybe something would come to me as I repositioned, but nothing came. Well. So be it. Guys, I mean, I think we've gotten to the portion of the episode where we say what gave us joy.
I believe you. I'm confused about how long it's been because of what I did with the unplugging.
Right. But I think we're just right on schedule.
Okay.
Oh, dude, I'll go first. I mean, this is just one battle after another. Are you fucking kidding?
So good.
Yeah. If you haven't seen that movie, run to the fucking theater and fucking see it. It's so good.
A few small
if you've
beers.
Seen it, see it again.
And Bruni goes a few small beers.
That was my favorite part.
Oh, Jack, bro. Don't even be front, man. You haven't seen it, bro.
I've seen it. I've seen hella it. All sorts of it.
But yeah, that's quite simply my joy for the week is.
Did you have any snacks when you watched it? Or did you go dry?
No
snacks. Dry. Where are you getting your indulgences, Nate? That's what I want to know. Because
I just
had
Taco Bell today.
Oh right,
that counts.
You're right. I'm excited
Come on now.
Sorry, man. You're right.
T Bell.
Jack, what is your joy, man?
What I had a dream it? During a nap. I napped and I dreamt that a pretty good idea for a tree, like a, I guess a pine tree with memories on it, where you can grab, how do I express this? Basically, I was going up to pine trees and I could kind of, you know how there's each, on a Christmas tree, each little kind of arm has like its own little thingies. So you could kind of rub on the each individual one of those, and you could like hear some old sound.
What'd you hear?
So you jack off a tree and it like makes a sound.
I'm done with this shit, man.
Hey, man.
Every
no, dude.
Every time I try getting real and talking about Christmas type shit, I get clowned on for jerking off.
Oh, my God. By the way, the Christmas episodes for this season of Joy Tactics, season three of
Are
Joy
we
Tactics.
In, oh, this is, I didn't even know we were in the third
season. I think
season.
We should do 2 months of Christmas countdown. You know, start November 1st.
Start now.
You know, start essentially 2 months out, October 25th. And then get.
Mm-hmm. We need to have epic fucking like season drops. Like it's season four. Oh, Joy Tactics. Yeah. We put like all of our
totally
fucking
new
money into the craziest fucking production. And it's just the same fucking thing.
We could change one thing. Is there one fucking thing we could? There's got to be like a signifier. Like, I mean, literally.
Are different weights.
Season three.
Season three. I'm 440.
Wear the glasses the whole time.
Season four.
Right.
120.
Does that mean we should take 1 month off between each season and either. Mm-hmm. Dramatically bulk or cut?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Vegetarian season. We're all vegetarian. What's my joy? Well, it's finally come to me. Wait, Jack, did you have any memories that you wanted to share from the pine tree that you jerked on?
No. It was just this, that it existed. I thought it was cool.
That is crazy that your mind just came up with that. It's the power of... deep power of the subconscious. Let's see. We went to Palm Springs with some friends, and I was in the pool and hot tub, I would say for a combined total of about 9 hours.
Jeez.
Pool, hot tub. The pool was cold, so it felt like a cold plunge every time you got in. That was amazing. And we went to a Mexican restaurant that felt 100% Better Call Saul vibes. I don't know if that may, if you know, Pollos Hermanos.
Let's see.
This felt like that, but like the food was a bussing. There was a full salsa bar. It was called Junior Tacos, JR. And yeah, I'm just grateful for it. I got a Huevos Rancheros burrito. So imagine burrito. Huevos Rancheros, right? Why don't you put that in a burrito and see what happens in your mouth?
It's like breakfast burrito.
Yeah, but it tasted, it was different. It was somehow different. The egg was fried. Okay. Well, that's my joy. That's
all
my
right.
Damn ass joy.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Delicious joy. Now, what do we got to tell everybody? Don't be shy. Come on.
Yeah.
Get in the DM.
Send a DM. Send
DM.
Send
that one.
Just
You're
do
thinking
it.
About it.
You're
thinking-
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.